Welcome to Mr. Max's podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Autumn. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about multiples.
What are those things?
I'm glad you asked. Multiples and factors are basically numbers.
You mean like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12?
Whoa, there's no need to start counting, but yes, multiples and factors are numbers, but that's not all.
You mean there's more?
Yep. Let's start with a multiple. What does the word multiple make you think of?
Multiple. Multiply?
Okay, so when I say the word multiple, you think of multiplying. This is exactly where a multiple comes from. Like the number 6 is a multiple of another numbers when you multiply them together.
Like 2 times 3?
Yep, 2 times 3 equals 6, and therefore 6 is a multiple of 2.
Is 6 also a multiple of 3?
You better believe it. When you multiply 2 times 3, you get a multiple of 6. You also get a multiple of 6 when you multiply 3 times 2. Can you think of any other numbers that you multiply together to get 6?
1 times 6 is 6?
That's right.
So basically, when I multiply two numbers, the answer is a multiple of that number, right?
Pretty much, but it's a little bit more. Do you remember in third and fourth grades when we were learning our multiplication facts?
Sure, I still get stuck on the 8 and 9 facts.
Well, you just have to practice, practice, and practice to memorize them. Anyway, when you list all the answers to 6 multiplication facts, the answers are all multiples of 6.
So when I multiply 6 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, the answers are the multiples?
Yep, but it doesn't stop at 6 times 9. Multiplying to get multiples go on forever.
You mean infinity, like never ending?
Uh-huh. If you multiply 6 times 14, the answer is 84. And 6 times 120 is 7,200.
Wait a minute. You just said 6 times 14 is 84. I know that 7 times 12 is 84.
That's right. 6 and 7 have multiples that are the same. What is 6 times 7?
42. Oh, I get it. 42 is a multiple of 6 because 6 times 7 is 42. And it's also a multiple of 7 because 7 times 6 is 42.
Right. 6 times 14 equals 84, and 7 times 12 equals 84. These are multiples that both 6 and 7 have in common.
Does this mean that 12 has a common multiple with 6 and 7?
It sure does. 12, 6, and 7 all have a common multiple of 84.
Hold on, I just thought of something. 6 times 2 equals 12, and 12 times 1 is 12. Does that make 12 a common multiple of 6 and 12?
Yes, I think you're getting the hang of multiples, and knowing common multiples of numbers is very useful in math, especially when you are adding and subtracting fractions.
I can't wait for that podcast. Now I'm going to find common multiples for 3 and 4.
Have fun. Thanks for listening to Mr. Max's podcast. I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jason.